Let us make man in our image.
Asende umuntu abe umfanekiso wethu.
According to our likeness.
Basifunde.
Let them have dominion.
Babuse.
Over the fish of the sea.
Etiwetinhlalo.
Dominion.
Nasetiwetinyoka.
Over the birds of the air. Dominion.
Babuse.
Over cattle. Dominion over the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 28 says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Have dominion over the birds of the earth. Have dominion over every living thing that moves on the earth. The dominion we are talking about is the dominion that was ordained by God upon man. From creation, you were ordained to reign, to dominate in the name of Jesus. Let's put our hands together for the team. Celebrate God for them. Celebrate God for their lives. In the name of Jesus. We were ordained from the beginning, anointed from the beginning to dominate, to have dominion, to enjoy dominion, to exercise dominion. And I want you to know today, dominion is your God-given mandate, not by man, but by God himself. He has ordained you to dominate, to dominate. Children of the living God, we are not to be dominated by things, by animals, by situations, by circumstances, by frustration. May they not dominate you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we may go through frustration, but it will not dominate us in the name of Jesus. Maybe we may go through seasons, difficult seasons, but those seasons are not allowed to dominate you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Go through it. Survive through it.
Amen.
And dominate. And dominate. I'm called to dominate. I'm anointed to dominate. I say it until my circumstances. Believe it. Hear it. Even sickness in our body has not been given power to dominate us. Hallelujah. Our children at school, they are to do exploits because they dominate wherever they go. Wherever a child of God is, with the hand of God upon him, permitted to dominate. Wherever a child of God is, is given power to dominate. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We dominate over the seas. We dominate over the mountains. We dominate in the valleys. And we dominate even in the pastures. We dominate wherever we go. Because we are children of God. And the hand of God is upon us. Allow me to bring a subject today. Christ.
Christ.
Or Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is our foundation. of dominance is our foundation of dominance. We have seen a lot of people being successful maybe in their own ways. And the question is, where is the foundation of your success? Where is the foundation of your success? Of your progress? But I'm here to announce today to every child of God, young and the old, let Jesus be the foundation of your dominance. For who has to dominate? Or for us to exercise dominion, the seven mountains, let Christ and Him alone be the foundation of your dominance. When Jesus is the foundation of your dominance, He will not allow you to be dominated by strength, by shame. Has to be rolled away. When you are dominating in the right foundation, let Christ in your life be the foundation of your success, be the foundation of your future, be the foundation of your breakthrough. And when Jesus is the foundation, then those who write, they will write and say, He had dominion because the hand of God is upon him. When they say the hand of the Lord is upon him, they are saying the foundation of his dominance is Christ. Hallelujah. When your enemies gather together and they ask one another, where is the source of his dominance? We see him dominating, and we cannot stop him from dominating unless we go to the source. And they will tell each other, there is nothing we can do. The source of his dominance is Christ Jesus. When it is Christ Jesus, your enemies cannot do anything about it. But when it is your ancestors, they can fight against you. When it is your church, they can fight against you. But when it is Christ Jesus, the foundation of your dominance, the foundation of your successful marriage, the foundation of your success and truth, let it be Christ. And Christ is the rock, is the rock upon which we build our future, and we exercise dominion. We exercise dominion. Before you try to exercise dominion, know where you are standing. You know, when people are carrying a message from the king, their authority is the source from where they got the message. And when he tells the people, and tell them and say, thus says the king. It doesn't matter the voice anymore. But who is the source? This year I want to tell you, church, for us to see the dominance you are praying for, the dominance we are crying for, let Christ be the foundation. Let Christ be the foundation. You know, when it is your church, the enemy can use your church against you. If the foundation is your church, it's good to be in church, but the church is a mixture of people. Together.
It's a mix of people.
So if you make that to be the foundation of your dominance, if in a church do go through trouble times, but if your dominance is founded in Christ, it doesn't matter you are alone, it doesn't matter you are in the dark, God will come and say, arise and shine, arise and shine. The scripture in the book of Isaiah that says, arise and shine. In other words, it's saying, arise and dominate. Arise and dominate. Because when you arise and shine, you dominate darkness. Light dominate darkness. In other words, the word says, arise and shine. For your light is come. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise and dominate. Arise and dominate. When we arise as children of God, we dominate in the name of Jesus. Academically, we dominate. Business-wise, we dominate. In the media, we dominate. In our families, we dominate. Exercise dominion. Exercise dominion. In your walk with God. Exercise dominion. Your sickness. You have got no power over me. I have dominion over you. Exercising dominion allows you to grow your faith. Exercising your dominion enables you to break through when the enemy wants you to break down, and you say to the enemy, yes, it's a break, but it's a breakthrough to me. It's a breakthrough to me. May it be a breakthrough to you in the name of Jesus. Christ is the foundation of our dominion.
I see you have got no money. You don't have what other people refer to as success. But what I have
is Christ, the foundation of my dominance. When you dominate, as a person, let Christ the foundation of your dominance. Move beyond. Beyond the stage where you are just saying, the bishop said so. Say, the Lord says so. The Lord says so. The word of God says so. I dominate wherever I go. I dominate wherever I go. I dominate. Let Christ be the foundation of your dominion. Let Christ be the foundation of your dominion. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4. Verse 14. Luke chapter 4.
After Jesus had gone. Or after Jesus had gone through the temptation, being tempted by the devil. In fact, when you read verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost, he returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. And being led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness. But the wilderness was not allowed to dominate Christ. He was full of the Holy Ghost and led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
But when you get to verse 14, remember in verse 1, he's full of the Holy Ghost. He's led by the Holy Ghost. And then in verse 14, the
verse 14 by Benitzi.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Still filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And there went out of fame of him through all the regions around about.
Verse 15.
And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all.
Continue reading. Verse 15. Wafundisa emasinagogeni abo bonke bantu bamdumisa.
Yes, continue.
Jesu waya eNazaretha lapho abe khulele khona. Kwathi ngelisabatha waya esinagogeni njengalokhu abevamisile.
Njengenhlala yethu nabe ngingashoyiswana. Njengoba abevamisile.
Yes.
Some of us, we have come to church today.
Nabanye bethu betile lapha enkonzweni namuhla.
Njengoba uvamisile.
As you used to be.
But on that particular day,
ephana ngalelo langa,
something was in store.
Ukukhona labekukhona.
For the people. Let there be something in store for you today. You may have come just as a custom, just as you usually come. Jesus came as a custom. He went to the synagogue and he stood up to read. Verse 17.
Why is some ruler what roller in the wana? Why funds are itty? Umoya and was who give me. Mobe only to be there. Putting his shumaele pinza by the Timnanzi at the Buen. Only to me, the woodsy. Mimetele in Gurunego, Gulaba, Tunjiwe. Never fool, a mess to Edim Puteni. Never Kuluma Laba, never Kuluma Laba in the delegate. Imemetele umnyaka inkosi letakukhombisa umusa wayo ngawo.
Hey, I'm here to announce the year. I'm here to announce the acceptable year. When God will show his favor upon your life in the name of Jesus. When Jesus came to the synagogue, they pulled out one book and they gave to him. And he unrolled it, opened it, and he opened what it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When things are revealed, you see who you are in Christ. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And then he mentions all the anointings. All the anointings. But when you get to verse 19, he gets to where he says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is one year amongst many years. This is acceptable for you to have dominion in the name of Jesus. The anointing for dominion gives you power to survive. The anointing for dominion breaks every yoke in the name of Jesus. The anointing for dominion opens doors in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 20, then he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister. And then he sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. They were fastened on him. After just reading, he did not preach. He just told them, where I have opened, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I want you to walk today. I want you to walk with this year. No knowing that the Spirit of God is upon you in the name of Jesus. No wonder he comes to verse 21. The Bible says that he began to say to them, this day, this day, the scripture is fulfilled in your ears.
Tell your neighbor.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So don't think I'm using witchcraft. Don't think I'm using any other thing. But this day, in your hearing, this scripture is fulfilled. In Jesus' name, in your hearing, this is my acceptable year. This is my acceptable year. When God says it, I believe it. And that settles it all. When God says it, you can say today to the enemy, you should have stopped God. Not to say it, because once he says it, I believe it, and that says it all. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This year, upon our children, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. I want the devil to know, you cannot stop me now. If you wanted to stop me, you should have stopped God from saying it. You should have stopped God from saying it. And Jesus said to them, this day, the scripture is fulfilled. In your hearing, it is not just me saying it, but the scripture says it in your life. May it be as the scripture says, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I am not saying, let it be as your pastor says. I say, let it be as the scripture says, in the name of Jesus, as the scripture says. As the scripture says, the anointing of God gives dominion. The anointing of God enables you to exercise dominion. I'm exercising dominion in the name of Jesus. The scripture says so. The scripture says so. My brother, my sister, the scripture says so. And so shall it be. The name of Jesus. The devil cannot delay it. The devil cannot delay it. The devil cannot delay it. Look at this. Full of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is coming down from Jordan. And then he meets the devil along the way. And the devil says, he said he tells him what to do. But in all what he was trying to say, Jesus said, it is written. In other words, he was saying, devil, you could not stop it from being written. You could not stop it from being written. I want the devil to know today, this word of God is my life. If you could not stop it from being written, you can't stop it from being exercised in my life. Can I say in this church, there are things when you read the Bible that have to inspire you, that you say, only if the devil knew, he should have stopped it from being written. But because it is written, it shall be so. Our children are for signs and wonders. Our children shall do as well. It is written. As long as it is written. What is written cannot be unwritten. What God has written the devil cannot unwrite. What God has written about your life, that you have dominion. It was written in the beginning. The devil cannot erase it. But what does the devil do? He brings doubt over your life. Did this mean me? Was this meant for me? Jesus says to the devil, it is written. Look at what the devil says. In verse 7, the Bible says, if thou therefore will worship me, and all shall be mine, thine, all shall be thine. Where is the New King James? The end is not there. Okay, continue. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Yes, Lord, I want you to believe today. As long as it is written, as long as it is written, the enemy cannot unwrite it. And Jesus did not say, if I remember very well, but he said, it is written. It is written. Concerning your family, it is written. Concerning your children, it is written. Concerning our church, it is written. Concerning my life, it is written. Can I say to those who are going through circumstances? Circumstances cannot erase what is written. Frustration cannot erase what is written. Hatred cannot erase what is written. Hatred cannot unwrite what is written. I'm sorry, my brother, for hating me, but you cannot unwrite what is written. I'm sorry, my sister, for rejecting me. You cannot unwrite what is written. I am a child of God. I have the hand of God upon my life. People who will dominate this year are people who will know and confess that the devil cannot unwrite what God has written. Circumstances cannot unwrite what God has written. The anointing of God for dominion is carried through the Holy Spirit. And as long as the Holy Spirit is with me, if you don't bow before me, I carry the Holy Spirit. You need to bow before the Holy Spirit. The anointing that breaks every yoke. The anointing that breaks every yoke. The anointing that breaks every yoke. There has to be yokes along the way, but I carry an anointing that breaks every yoke. The children of God are sometimes deceived, thinking that the life of a Christian is all easy and free. The life of a Christian is not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Can I tell you this, church? Sometimes it's the anointing upon your life that draws hatred upon your life, rejection upon your life. So that is why Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart. Can I say it to you today? Many are the troubles that may come to a righteous man. Many are the challenges that may come to a righteous man. But God shall bring him through because of his hand. In the name of Jesus. Children of God, when the children of Israel were walking through the wilderness, and there was darkness all around, God did not stop the darkness. Did not talk to the darkness. He became the pillar of fire through the darkness. May he be the pillar of fire in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some people, unless the darkness go away, they think God is not there. But with the children of Israel, he did not remove the darkness, but he became the pillar of fire. In for them through the darkness. The enemy cannot unwrite what God has written. The Bible says in Isaiah 10 verse
27.
The Bible says,
the Bible,
it shall come to pass in that day. In that day. From the day the scriptures were written. It has always been saying, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from your shoulders. Through the scriptures today, I'm lifting the burden out of your shoulders, and I'm allowing you to have dominion in the name of Jesus. How can I have dominion when I am a heavy laden and weary? But I'm here to say, it has come to pass that the burden is taken away from your shoulder. Even the yoke is taken off from your neck. And the yoke is not only taken away, but it is destroyed because of the anointing. I break every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. I step on it in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord, let the spirit of the Lord press every yoke in the name of Jesus. The yoke of delay. The yoke of limitation. The yoke of sickness. The yoke of rejection. The yoke of principalities upon your life. Let it be broken today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be broken today. You have dominion over the yoke. You have dominion over the yoke. You have dominion over the yoke. This is the yoke of failure. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. You know, when the yoke of failure is upon your life, even when opportunity comes, the yoke of failure, speak loud and say you are a failure. Sometimes it will even use a voice of a person that you trust. And the person you trust, did you think you could get this? Did you think you could do this? But I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. For it is written. And as long as it is written, I believe it. I accept it. In the name of Jesus. As I speak as a prophet of God, I say to you, this year is the acceptable year for you to see God's favor, for you to enjoy God's favor, for you to enjoy God's favor. In the name of Jesus, when we dominate, our Christian life will have an impact. When we dominate, our Christian life will have impact. This year, may your Christian life have an impact upon your life and those around you in the name of Jesus. One of the things that the devil was doing, when he was tempting Christ, he was delaying the people in the church to hear the message. Remember, Jesus was going down to the synagogue, and the enemy was there trying to delay him.
from getting to the people to tell them that this is your acceptable year. This is your acceptable year. Yes, the devil delayed him, but he could not stop him. In the name of Jesus, you can never be stopped. You can never be stopped. Even your delay is not denial. In the name of Jesus. Because when he entered the synagogue, the first thing they did, they gave him a scroll to read. They did not choose for him where to read, but he opened where.
Then he opened a certain scripture. Open a certain
screen. Can you imagine this kashana?
This piece of scripture
was written. This is the acceptable year. The container of the message may be small, but the message was great. Some of you expect a big bishop to speak to them, but I'm here to say to you, this small package is carrying your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. This small package is carrying your breakthrough. They didn't give him the whole Bible. They gave him the book of Isaiah. And he opened his station. Where it was written. Station. How special. Tell the enemy, the Bible says, Isaiah 10, verse 27.
The peace of scripture city,
it shall come to pass, that is burden shall be taken away. Remind the devil, the city, your burden shall be taken away, and your yoke shall be broken and destroyed. Because of the anointing. Hey, I tell you, the anointing of dominance gives you boldness. This year receives boldness as you dominate. And this dominion gives you favor. May you find favor as you dominate this year. May you experience favor as you dominate this year. Your Christian life will have an impact to those who are around you. Some people will come and testify. I came to
Babesimelane.
I was having problems. And as we discussed, the burden was taken away. Because Babesimelane said,
yeah,
my brother, do you remember that it is written? It is written that the yoke will be broken. Let it be broken now. In the writing of the scripture, it was referred to as in that day. But today I'm saying, this day, the yoke that was placed by the devil avoiding you to dominate, it is broken already in the name of Jesus. When it is broken, you don't need the permission of the devil to exercise dominion. You don't go back to the enemy. Can
I run this far?
When the children of Israel
were in Egypt
and the yoke of bondage was broken, Pharaoh said to them, go, but don't go too far. How can you say to us, after the bondage yoke has been broken, you tell us to go, and you also tell us how far we go? We are going far. We are going to Canaan. We are going to our destiny. We are going to where we are called. I'm here to tell you, the enemy thought you can only get a degree, but I'm here to say you are going far. The degree is not enough, and then you are going far.
What the devil can say to you,
go only far as far as your diploma. Go as far as your degree. But I'm here to say to you devil, after the yoke has been broken, you cannot detect to me how far I need to go, how far our children will go. Our children will go far in the name of Jesus. Our children will go far. Our marriages will go far. Our marriages will go far. Some of us, when you are getting married, the enemy was often laughing and saying to you, yes, you will be happy. You will only be happy just for the first month, just for the second month. But I'm here to say to them, you cannot detect to me how far I need to go, because I'm called for destiny. I will run the race. I will finish the course. You will finish in the name of Jesus. You will finish. When you finish, it's an indication. It's an indication. That you also dominate time. When you dominate time, in the name of Jesus, let it not be the enemy who decides when you finish your degree. Let it not be the enemy who decides when you get married. But let it be as it is written in the book of life. In the book of life, some of us were born in big families. Where in the yard, in the homestead, your enemies are not far, but they are within. But they are within. They see you waking up. They see you going to sleep. And they declare who they are gods. Say, you will not get married next year. You will not get married next year. But I say to the enemy, it is written. It is written. I dominate. Starting this year, I dominate. Starting this month. Starting this month, I'm walking in dominion. I'm living in dominion. I'm exercising dominion. In the name of Jesus. When you want to receive the anointing for dominion, you must desire and thirst for it. Desire. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, let it be your desire. Lord, let it work for me. Let it work for me. In a year, there are 52 or 53 weeks. In a year. And those are the Sundays that you normally attend. Where you go to church. But I'm here to say to you, the day Jesus came to the synagogue, he didn't go for the register in the church and say to them, who came all the days of the year?
then this acceptable year is for them. But he just said to the synagogue, this day, the scripture is fulfilled upon all of you. In the name of Jesus. Today you may have come as a visitor. It's your first time to come. You are asking yourself, maybe what the pastor is saying is for those who were here even last week. But I'm here to say it. It is for you and you. 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 To walk in dominion. He didn't say this day. The scripture is fulfilled for a chosen few. But he said to them, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. May this scripture be fulfilled in your own hearing. In the name of Jesus. Spend time convincing your mind. It is written. Even the voice of the enemy cannot unwrite it. The enemy cannot unwrite what is written. He can make his voice louder. The devil can make his voice to be louder. But the loudness of his voice cannot unwrite what is written. It is written. It is written. If God has written it, this is your year of favor. Our children, as they go to school, I speak academic excellence in the name of Jesus. Someone is saying, but you know, the potential of your child. I'm no longer talking but I'm talking what is written. And what is written is what shall be in the name of Jesus. Someone is having a message saying, your CA, continuous assessment, is this law? But I'm here to say, I don't say what the CA says, I say what the word of God says. Over my life. When you are in dominion, don't allow the devil to change your perception. Walk in dominion. Live in dominion. We are dominating. Stand on your feet. We are dominating.